We are glad to present your speaker, Ray Weddington.
This morning our lesson will be taken from the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, beginning with verse 14, and going into the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Now, of course, as we know, the book of Ecclesiastes was written by the wise man Solomon. As we know the story of Solomon, upon the eventual death of David, his father, as he was anointed to be king, God appeared unto him in a vision and a dream. And God asked him, "What would you have that I give unto you?" Now, Solomon didn't ask for glory and honor and riches and might, but Solomon asked just one thing. He said, "Lord, let me have wisdom, that I might be able to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, so that I might be able to judge this great people that you have made me king over." The scripture tells us that this pleased the Lord. And because he did not ask for glory and honor and long life and success over his enemies, that the Lord said unto Solomon, "I will give you the wisdom that you asked for, but I will also give you glory and honor and riches and a long life, and to be over your enemies as well." Said that the Lord was well pleased with Solomon. And Solomon's wisdom, the scripture says, exceeded all that was before and all the wise men and all the wisdom that came after him. Solomon could discern things. He could observe human nature. He could look at people. And he would know through not his own wisdom, not something that he had, but what God had endowed him with, that he could know things and see things and comprehend things that we cannot. You know, we see people in the news and on TV and we say, "That guy's a smart man. That guy's a wise man." We see husbands that agree with their wives and we say, "He is a wise man." But we see that Solomon had so much wisdom, and it would behoove us to read his words, because contained in them is so much about how to live each and every day and how to be pleasing in God's sight. You know, there's a lot of questions that come up while we live in this life, things that we do not understand. Life is not always easy. Life is sometimes difficult and hard to comprehend and to understand. And Solomon, in these words, these divinely inspired words, helps us to understand some of the mysteries in life and helps us to understand why things are the way they are, and to accept the way things are. As he begins in this wording, in the 14th verse of the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, he says these words, "There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men unto whom it happened according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happened according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity." Solomon said, "Well, I'm observing human nature here. Well, I'm observing people. Well, I am observing what happens to people. I see good and honest and decent and just people. And I see bad things happen to them. But on the other hand, I see just evil, low-down, rotten, mean people. And good things happen to them. What should be given unto these righteous people is given to the evil, and what should be given to the evil people, their punishment, seemingly is given to the good people." He said, "I've observed this. And many men throughout time, throughout history, many of us, as we observe our own lives, our own families, our friends, our associates, people we see on TV and in the news, we observe this as well, that bad things sometimes happen to good people. And we know bad people as well, who seemingly are blessed with a long life, good health, abundant riches, and they do not even take God into their lives or dealings with their fellow man." Solomon says, "I have observed this, and we know that life is not always fair." Jimmy Carter, in one of his news conferences, as a reporter was asking him about a decision that was made, the reporter said, "But that's not fair." Jimmy Carter said, "Man, whoever told you life was fair?" And we know it's not. And the older that we get as we live upon this earth, we do realize that there is seemingly an unfairness as we view it from our earthly perspective. And that's sometimes the only way which we can view things, as we see them happening, as we see it unfolding before us, day in and day out. But Solomon is saying in these words, these things happen in this life. We don't always understand them. We don't always appreciate them. We don't always are able to comprehend why these things come to pass. But he says they do happen. And it will happen. The good sometimes have bad things happen to them. And the bad people sometimes have good things happen to them. But that's just from an earthly standpoint. We know, and Solomon knew as well, that from a Christian standpoint, from those who do obey God, we know that ultimately God is in charge. It is God's universe. He created it, and each one of us within that universe. And certain things are set in motion. The Lord says that it rains upon the just and the unjust. Just as our calamities in life, we can't shy away from them. We can't hide in our houses and refuse to go out. We have to meet each day head on and be prepared for that day. And we can be prepared for that day by knowing that we are in God's hands. This day is the Lord's day, and He has made it. And we are to rejoice within that day. Solomon goes on to say in the next verse, "Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing made under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry, for that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun." Solomon is saying then, because of the way we view life, because the way that things are upon this earth, we need to learn to appreciate each day. And we don't sometimes, do we? We don't realize how sweet life is. How precious life is. It's something to be held. It's something to be cherished. Your husband, your wife, they're precious. They're sweet. Your children, your family, your friends, loved ones. The time we have upon this earth is so short. And so fleeting. Solomon says, enjoy it now. Don't put off living until some other time. Realize that each moment that we let go by, we can never have again. It's gone. We as humans are always looking for a better tomorrow. Well, I'll do so and so then. I'll be better prepared for it then. Well, now is just not the right time. I'll do it then. But tomorrow never comes. There are no right and perfect times. Now is the only time that we have. Now is the only day that's been given unto us. Enjoy it now. Don't put off living for some better time. For there's no better time than right now. It's a beautiful time. It's a sweet time. It's a precious time. And our brothers and sisters are precious. Our families, our friends. Solomon says, take what the Lord has given you. To some He has blessed them with much. To others, with not so much. But whatever we have, thank you, God. Say thank you for it. Thank you for what we do have. What we have been blessed with, and use what God has given unto us. Whether that's our talents, whether that's our means, whether that's our monies or whatever. Use it for service unto God and fellow man. Solomon then says, when I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also that there is neither day nor night, see a sleep unto his eyes. He's saying, because I had this wisdom, because I had this knowledge, because I had this ability to observe, I tried to understand. He's saying, now let me tell you how I came to this knowledge. how I came to this bottom line. I observed human nature. I observed people. I observed the way the seasons change. I observed man's interaction with fellow man. I observed man's interaction with God. And he said, then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. That seems paradoxical, but it's not. Solomon is just saying, if I, the wisest man who ever lived, if I could not hope to interpret or understand why things are the way they are, you as mere human beings, I know you can't. He said, I tried it. I tried it till I couldn't even sleep at night. I stayed awake and I thought about it 24 hours a day. I observed it and I used all the wisdom that God has given unto me. And I came up, I don't understand. So, what good is it for us to get so tied up, so perplexed, so wound up with the way things are and trying to understand them that we lose sight of what is important? What is that? That's our salvation. That's our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's our families. That's our friends. That's what we do upon this earth. That's the important thing. He's saying it's better to obey God's laws, to do good, to trust in God, and then enjoy the fruits of the labors that God has given unto us. You're a wise man, Solomon. He goes on to say, for all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. He gives us comfort and solace. It says, the righteous and the wise and all their works, they're in the hand of God. Take comfort in that. We have the same thought expressed throughout the New Testament, where the Scripture says, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Solomon's saying the same thing here. The righteous, you that try to live right and do right, day in and day out, take comfort in this. You're in God's hands. We live in an unpredictable world, but we're attached through our faith to a very secure and God. Though the world may rock around us, we can take faith and strength in that God is in charge and He cares for His people. That's what should give us faith. That is what sustains us. That is what keeps us going on. When we're faced with the uncertainties of life, when we're faced with the harsh realities of death, of losing jobs, of the terrorist attacks upon our country, they're not in charge. God is in charge. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow, and that's Jehovah God. And we can confidently, faithfully, and securely face tomorrow, knowing that as we live a righteous life, He will be with us. And that keeps us going on. Solomon said, as he continues in this, all things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth and he that feareth an oath. Solomon says that as I have looked upon the earth, I observe one thing which we all know, that there is one event that cometh unto all. And we know that that is death. No matter how good and righteous and faithful you are, you will die. No matter how evil and unjust and unrepentant and mean you are, you will die as well. The good, just because they're good and righteous, cannot escape this fact. And neither, of course, can the wicked. Solomon says, this is an evil among all things that is done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. While we live upon this earth, we have a choice that we have to make. We can give our lives over to the service unto God and be faithful unto Him and place ourselves in His hands or His care. Or we can just say, well, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And we can devise all sorts of meanness upon this earth. We have that choice. And we choose to be obedient because we know that there will come a recompense. We know that as we live upon this earth, we are all born and we will all die. And the time spent between there is our time of service unto Jehovah God. And we know we will be recompensed and or rewarded according to that service, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And we choose to do service unto God. Solomon says, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. While we live upon this earth is our time. It is now. There is always hope. No matter how vile the sinner, no matter how mean the man, while there is life, there is always hope that this person would come to repentance. While we live upon this earth is the time. And it's the only time that we will have. No matter how vile or low our estate in life. As Solomon says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. The lion, the grand king of beasts, as high up in the hierarchy of the animal kingdom as you could get, when compared to a dog, the lowest you could get, that dog living is better than that dead lion because there's nothing that he can do anymore. Likewise, us as people, we have the opportunity now to do our service of the God while we are yet living. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. While we live upon this earth is the time. Now will be our only opportunity. We can't keep putting off our obedience unto Jehovah God. Because if it comes and death overtakes us, then that's it. We will enter the judgment as we were then. No chance on the other side of death. Now is the accepted time. Solomon goes on to say about the dead, their love, their hatred, their enmity is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. We think back about all the peoples who have lived upon this earth before us. If you ever come upon an old graveyard somewhere and you look at the old tombstones and you see names and dates centuries ago, do you ever wonder and think that man or that woman was upon the earth just as I am? They had the same thoughts, the same fears, the same loves. And I don't even know that name. We don't know a thing about them. Once time has expired and generation or two has expired, all knowledge of the human being is left. Things upon this earth that we have striving for, that we yearn for, that mean so much to us, they're going to perish just as we are. And what do we leave behind? The important thing that we leave behind is our service unto God. That's the only thing we can take with us on the other side. That's the only thing that counts. As God records and writes down how we're living our life, whether in obedience or whether in disobedience unto Him. It's up to each of us as we live and to use the time that we have now and to use it wisely. Solomon says, in view of this, in view of death, in view of the shortness of time upon this earth, in view of what you have, don't get distressed. Don't get torn up about this. Realize what's important. Obey God and take the things that He has given you and use them and appreciate them. Again, he hammers home this thing. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepteth thy works. If you are obedient unto Him, if you are doing the things that God wants you to do, you are approved of Him. You are acceptable unto Him. Take joy in that, knowing that, yes, I have been obedient unto my Father's will. I am striving each and every day that I live to do what is acceptable unto Him. And Lord, I thank You for this day. I thank You for what I have in this life. I thank You for my bread, my nourishment, my house, my family, and my friends. That's how we have to view each and every day, and view them one at a time. And thank God each and every day and each and every morning that we have what we have, that we are who we are, and we have what we have. Solomon says, "Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment." White denoting purity and truthfulness. And we are to look our best and do our best and feel our best. Put on our best garments. Put on our best clothes. As we face the world and tell the world, yes, I'm a Christian and I'm proud of it. I'm happy to be alive. I can face each and every day that life holds for me because I know that God cares for me, God loves me, and God will be with me. Solomon says, "Live joyfully with a wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he has given thee under the sun." Live joyfully. Enjoy the life that God has given unto you with your wife or with your husband, whatever the case may be. I'm thankful beyond measure for my wife that the Lord has granted me with this fine woman that I'm married to. I thank God for that every day. You do need to as well. And thank God for your husbands. Thank God for the family that you have. Solomon says, that's a blessing. That's the way God wants it to be. That's the way He intended it to be. That we should not be alone upon this earth. Thank God for your husbands and wives. Thank you, Lord, for what you blessed me with. Thank you for what you've given unto me. It helps make life sweeter. It helps make life easier. We have someone to share our moments with. The good times and the bad. Going through life together. Solomon says, enjoy this while the time that you have. Because life is short. Life is sweet. Oh, but life is so precious. For this is thy portion in this life, and thy labor which thou takest under the sun. This is what He has given unto you. This is what He expects you to do with what He has given unto you. And we will be judged by what we do with what God has given unto us. Our talents, our means, whatever we have been blessed with, we have an obligation. We're stewards of that with our time, with our monies, with the opportunities we have in life. We only have so many minutes, so many hours, so many days while we live upon this earth. Let's use them wisely. Solomon says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." While we're upon this earth, whatever you do, give it your best shot. In your service unto God, don't just try and sneak by with something that would be acceptable. No, you have to give 110%. You have to give your best. God requires it. God expects it. And nothing less is acceptable. And in our service, in our work that we do, don't just do something that passes to get by. Whatsoever our hand findeth to do, Scripture says, do it with all of our might. Give it our best effort. Christians should always give it this best effort. Whether it's our service, the work that we do, our service to our fellow man, our families, and our devotion to God. Do the best that you can. Then you will never regret what you do. As you look back upon your life as it nears the end, you can say, I did the best I could. Let's all strive to be able to say that. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Things sometimes don't happen the way they should happen. In a race, the runner who is prepared, who is well built, who is trained each and every day for years, he doesn't always win the race. The largest army and the most powerful army does not always win every battle. Men who are seemingly wise and seemingly are graced with this world's goods do not always make the best decisions, do not always win all the corporate decisions. Sometimes things just happen. We live in an uncertain world. Solomon says, time and chance happen to them all. How many times have we heard about someone who was hurt in an accident, and we say, if they had just left 5 minutes earlier, or if they had just left 5 minutes later, they wouldn't have been there. And that's true. Time and chance happen to all men. There are certain things that's put in motion in this life. We've heard of the expression, he's at the wrong place at the wrong time. Things happen. It happens in secular life. It happens in, as the observation is given here, in races and in battles, whatever. The best, the brightest, the wisest do not always win. Circumstances beyond their control intervene. And it happens in our life. We can have the best laid plans. We can say, I've got all my ducks in a row. Everything is going to work out. Great. And then something out of left field comes into it and shoots it all down. We've all been there. It's happened to all of us. Time and chance happen to old man. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Things can overtake us in this life if we're not prepared, even if we are prepared. Just as he said, the fish are seemingly swimming in the water, and they're just going through there. Up above them, unbeknownst to them, the net is thrown over the boat, catches up the fish in the net, and they're gone. Or the snare, the trap that is set for the animal who comes in, it closes in upon them and catches them. Sometimes life is like that to us. We're unawares, we're going on about our life, and something happens. We're caught unaware. And know this, that death is that way too. We never know. We never know what's going to happen. So we have to be as prepared as we need to be. We have to realize that life is uncertain, that things can come our way that we're not expecting, and that we have to be living a life acceptable unto God. Because death can come our way as well, when we least expect it. There's no guarantees. It can be that car up on the road, that drunk driver swerved over and hit his head on. We don't know. No matter how well we adjust that seatbelt, no matter how well we keep on the speed limit, we're doing everything that we can do. Time and chance happen to all. And we need to realize that. We need to realize that each and every day is precious. Each and every day, as we live, we need to do all we can to be obedient unto God. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the work that you do. But also realize that life is unexpected. Things do happen in this world. Solomon, in his wisdom, he saw all this. And he said, the best that you can do is live your service unto God. Be the best man and woman that you can be in your service unto God. Then you'll be pleasing unto God and you'll be pleasing unto yourself. You'll enjoy each and every precious day that God has given unto you. Then you can sleep well at night, knowing that your service and your life is acceptable unto God. And what better thing can we have saying about us than that our service is acceptable unto God? This morning, as you view your life, as you view your service, is it acceptable unto God? Is it something that you can sleep well with at night? Is it something that you can face each day and ultimately death, knowing I have done the best that I can do? Each of us has to make that decision. We make it each and every day.